Okay, so a little bit on Parshas Korach. On Korach, Moshe tells Korach and all the people to bring the ktoret, to bring the incense, and that's the test. So the Ramban asks, one second, the ktoret wasn't, there was no commandment to do the ktoret, there's no tzivui. Now, why did he do the ktoret? Was that the benchmark? So says the Ramban, because we looked at Nodav Aviyu. Nodav Aviyu, they brought ktoret that was not supposed to be brought, and they got burned. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, let's use the ktoret. The obvious question is, why did the Anshik Korach agree to ktoret? They realized that that's not something that works really well. So that's a question that we need to answer. But
Everybody thought he was the guy.
Exactly right. Everybody thought he was the guy. Exactly right. But it's interesting. The 250, they should have realized that this is maybe stacked against them. But the biggest question is the following. The Ramban says, how did Aaron bring the Ktoiris? He was not allowed to bring the Ktoiris. So the Ramban debates, and the Ramban says, perhaps the Ktoiris that Aaron brought was the Ktoiris that every day you bring anyway. Yeah. The Klichem, they ask one second, but that's a big problem. Because the Ktoiris of Aaron is done bifnim. Right? No, the Ktoiris Aboiker, he did the Ktoiris Aboiker by Adlokas, and you could do before, you could do afterwards. So he brought the Ktoret, that the incense that was brought every day, he brought in, but he brought it where? Inside the Echal. The Ramban says the 250 people, they brought it outside. So how did they agree to this? Maybe they should have said one second. It's Ktoiris Bachutz, Ktoret Bachutz. You're not allowed to bring it. And that's not fair. Meaning it's not that Aaron was chosen. He brought a different Ktoret. He brought the Ktoret with him. Says the Klichemda, an amazing idea. Says the Klichemda, according to the Makrivi Ktoret, the same way there was no differentiation, distinction among Jews, Kol Haida Kulam Kedoshim, there was no spatial difference. I mean, there's no different space. He could have brought, they believed, there was no special place like the Mishkan. Every place could be brought like a Bomas Yochid, like an altar. They should be able to bring everyone. If there is no differentiation among people, there is no differentiation among space. So Aaron HaKohen said, no. There is a pecking order. There is a differentiation. Only Kohanim, and therefore I will bring the Ktoret inside. But Leshitosom, if they believe there is no differentiation among people, there is no differentiation among space either. Now says the Klichemda, how do I see that? He says something very interesting. There is a Sforno. The Sforno says, on the Biur Amainzer. You know that after the third year, you have to go ahead and you have to take out and give out all the Mainzer that are accumulated over the 3 years. And you say something called Vidui Amainzer, the confession. And everybody asks, what's the Vidui? What are you confessing? He says the following. Because technically, the Mainzer should have been given by the Bechoris. I mean, the Bechor should have had. The Mainzer should have been given by every family to the firstborn. The reason why you have to give to a Kohen is only why? Because of Chataegel. So Biur HaMaisos is a confession, is a video on Chataegel. But the question is, one second, the Pasuk is talking there about Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayit. He's talking about Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni was never given to the Bechor. Everybody eats it, but you only eat in Yerushalayim. But it's the same idea. If the Bechoros would be able to be makir with the Korban, you could eat the Maaseh Sheni anywhere. So the fact that you have to take the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim is a raya that is only because of Chet HaEgel. If there is a distinction among people, there is distinction among space. If there's no distinction among people, there's no spatial distinction. That's what the Klichem also say. And the big question is why? Why one is taller than the other? You're telling me that now if there is a distinction among people, there's a distinction among place. If you believe Beis HaMikdash, you have to believe Kohanim. If you don't believe the Beis HaMikdash, then everybody is a free-for-all. That's a question that we need to develop. Now, the Klichemda goes into another issue. The issue is a machloikis. We know that they took the shovels that they used for the Ktoret. It says kikadesha. They had kedusha. Machloikis Rashi in the Ramban. Rashi says that they were nikadesh. They became kodesh because of the Ktoret. The Ramban says, what kind of Ktoret? That Ktoret is a kedusha. Who never told them to bring the Ktoret. How can you bring kedusha? So the Ramban says, they only became Kodesh after they got destroyed. Because then it became Kodesh because it's a remembrance of their destruction. But they were not Kodesh when they brought it. They're not Klei Shores. So then the question comes back again. If that's the case, Aaron HaKohen brought his Ketores inside Kli Shores. They don't have Kli Shores. How can it be? He says, Lechoira, that's no problem. Because if they believe that you could bring the Korban anywhere, it's a din of Aboma. Aboma, an altar, doesn't need Kli Shores. So that Lishitosim is very good. So they didn't need Aboma. If they believe that you don't need the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Torah, and you don't need Kohanim, you don't need also the Shavu to have Kedusha. They didn't need to be Kli Shores. That's how the Ramban understands. But you know what's funny? Even though you don't need Kli Shores, but the Tosfos Yeshonim says in the Mem Zayin Yuma, the Tosfos Yeshonim asks a kasha. He asks, here in our parsha, it says that you bring the Torah to where? In a shovel, in a machta. By Nod of Aviv, it says also in a machta. On Yom HaKippurim, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodashim, you also brought a shovel in. But every day when you bring the Torah, you put it directly into the Mizbeach. You don't put it into a shovel. Why not? So says the Tosfos Yeshonim, because you need a kli. Ketores needs a kli, needs a vessel. The Mizbeach HaPnimi in itself is a vessel. Because you see, it's not part of the construction of the Mishkan, because it was not brought into the construction. Realize that's only brought in the parsha later. So it's only a kli. So you don't need a shovel, because the kli, the Mizbeach HaPnimi in itself was a kli. But every time you need a machta, because you need a kli. Very funny now. Comes out to the Makriv HaKtoret. They use the Makta, but you need a Kli, but the Kli doesn't have any Kedusha. So what's the pshat? There is a Kli, but you don't need Kedusha? There's no Kedusha because the Ramban says it's not Mikadash B'Kli Shores, because nobody has Mikadash the Kli, but you still need a Kli. So that's the second question. Why do you need a Kli if the Kli is not Kli Shores? And the number three is, according to Rashi, that it's a Kli Shores. According to Rashi, those machtas, those shovels, had Kedusha. Rizkurov asks, how was the Kedusha Chal? Must be because the Ketores, Avoidosu Mechan Chosem, when you brought the Avoidah, the Ketores was Mechanech. But the second, the Ketores is not a Ketores. This is just an incense they made up. Says the Rav, must be, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to bring the Ketores as a test, becomes an Avoidah. Right? And therefore he says, that's why it's very Gishmak. It says in the Pasuk that you take the machtois after they used it, and the fire, throw it out, blow out the fire. The halacha is that the fire of the mizbech can only blow out if there was the mitzvah done with it. If there's no mitzvah done with the fire, you cannot blow it out. Let's say if there's a spark of the mizbech that comes out. If you didn't do any mitzvah, the Gemara in Zvokim says you cannot put it out, only if there's a mitzvah. So here, on the ktoret, once they brought the ktoret, you could put out the fire. Ve'es esh zrehala, you could just move the fire away. How can you do that? According to Rashi, it's very gishmak, because they performed the mitzvah. What was the mitzvah? The Ketoret. Frek the Rov, according to Rashi, if the Ketoret had the din avoidah, that was Mekadesh, why were the people killed? They brought the avoidah, the Boko told them to bring. Why were they killed? So the question is, just to review the question. The first question is, number one, why did they accept the Ketoret if they saw that this experience had not been great? Unless the Bali Musa say it, because they thought the ancient one was right. Okay. The second question is, why the Kli Chanda says it's very mukhach ladis? If there's no distinction among people, there's no distinction among space. Why not? What's the tushdel? Number three, according to the Ramban, there's no kedusha on the Kli, but you still needed a vessel to bring the Ketoret. Now, according to Rashi, and the question is, why need a vessel if there's no kedusha? And the number according to Rashi, if indeed there's an avoida, and that's why it was Mekadesh, why were they killed? It's cross kasha. To answer all of this, I will tell you what the Tzaddik says. So the quote the Zohar. The Zohar says like this: when Nodav Avi, who originally brought the Ketoret, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your issue is going to cause another issue later. You know what the issue was? Korach. Says the Zohar, Korach was a direct derivative and extension of Nodav Avi. And the question is why? So says Rav Tzodek something which is mamish givaldik, and that's a lesson for all of us. You know, Tzodek doesn't quote the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah says the world was created Oshan. Oshan is Ayin Shin Nun, which is Oilam Shona Nefesh. The world is built of time and space, which is the theater of operations, and the soul of people that act upon it. Olam, which is space, Shona, which is time, Nefesh, which is the soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that there is a process, that we can't go. We know that There is the Jews, all of us, want Kedusha, want to connect to Kedush Baruch in the greatest form possible. But we have boundaries, how and when we can do that. Kedush Harim was used to explain that, you know, Kedush Baruch gave the Torah to all the nations, and he asked the Arabs, do you want the Torah? He says, what does it say? He says, you cannot commit adultery. He says, okay, we can't do that. Now he went to Bnei Yosef, says, can you get the Torah? He says, no, the Torah says, don't kill. Lo tirzach. We don't want. So that's why they didn't accept the Torah. And the Jews accepted it. Kedush Harim asks, 1 second, for them, the Torah was against their nature. So that's why they didn't accept. But for the Jews, we love cholent. So what's the problem? Why is that a problem? He says, you know what was the Nisoyan? Hagbel Sahar Soviv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, put a boundary. When you were in Har Sinai, they wanted to grow. We want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that there's a boundary and we accepted the boundaries, that is our Nisoyan. Says Reb Tzodok, every time there is a burst of Kedusha, in any burst of energy, there is always a burst of energy without any boundaries, and by nature it blows up. And then you have to reconstruct and pick up the pieces and rebuild it again. Because that's the soil of the world. We believe that the world that we know was created over a different reality in a different world. The world below our world is called, Chazal called Dashpa. It's like God is like a palace that was built on a garbage recycling. There is a garbage besides the world. What is that? It's called the Olam HaTohu. The Haaretz Hayta Tohu. The Haaretz Hayta Tohu, the Pasuk says, the land when God created was Tohu, was chaos. Chazal say, Chaisakvar. The world was before, it had a history. The world is created the prehistory. You know what the prehistory of the world is? That God created the world, there was too much Kedusha, and the vessels that took the Kedusha shattered. It's called Shvira Sakelim. Because it's like putting 100 watts into a bulb which is only 20 watts and it blows up. So there is a lot of Kedusha, and then we have to build it little by little. That's the Soida Dover that God teaches us Kol HaTorah Kula before we are born, and then we forget, and then we have to build little by little. Because God gives us the whole picture first, and then allows us to build little by little. By the way, in life it's always like this. There's always thinking fast and thinking slow. Even Kahneman and Tversky always say, always you have an idea, which is great, but then you realize that the idea doesn't really work and you have to rebuild little by little. I always say high yield, right? The junk bond market. The junk bond market was a great market, was awesome, and it blew up. And then it built little by little called the high yield market. Always like this. There's always a burst of energy and then it rebuilds little by little. Says Reb Tzodok, when the Beis Hamikdash happened, the same story happened. Nadav Aviyu, they did something, but that's the nature, that's the structure. Because they saw Kedusha coming, they wanted to break the boundaries of time. They wanted to be able to go to Kodesh HaKodoshim at any time. And therefore they got burned, not because they got burned as a punishment, they got burned because they weren't ready, they shattered. It's like the concept of shattering. And that's why they blew up, that's why they got burned. So they were the bursting of energy on Shona, on time. Korach is the one, the bursting on the people and on the space. That's why it says in the Klichemda that if they wanted to burst the boundaries of people, they had to be boundary of space. Because people and space and time, that is the triangle they're trying to break. Korach and him. So therefore Korach, Chazal says, Korach was not. If you look throughout the Psukim, doesn't say that Korach was punished, only the people around Korach was punished. Because Korach didn't do something wrong, he wasn't punished. He just went ahead of his time. He just wanted to break the boundaries. And the world is that you break the boundaries, you get burned. So the fire is not a punishment. The fire is a consequence, is a result. Because in life, you don't have the boundaries. What happens is that you just burst and the kelim get burned. Boy said, that's why I use the ktoret. You know the ktoret is ktoret in Chazal is Lashon Kshira. Ktira in Aramaic means Kshira. Because ktoret is the boundaries. We have ktoret. What is ktoret? Ktoret is the concept of smell. Smell is the only part of the human, of the senses that did not get corrupted by Yetzer Hadas. It says in the Yetzer Hadas that he saw, the Yetzer Hashem says, kinechmad lemaychal, and it was taiva leinayim. But doesn't say the smell. because the smell is the greatest kesher between Nash and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is no boundaries on smell. That's why the Gemara says that the smell is dovar shal neshama nehenes boy. It's something very inherent that the neshama gets there. Smell, the ketores, is the only thing that you take one of the samoni that doesn't smell good, which is the chelbana, with everything else, it becomes blended, it breaks it. Even Rishoyim have a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's something that goes beyond the Malach HaMoves. Ketoret is an experience in Olam Hazeh of this world without boundaries. Therefore, they want to use the ketoret to experience a world without boundaries. But that ketoret was, if you experience without boundaries, you get burned. So Bimele is very geschmack. For sure, space and people had to be cautious ever there. Why did he use the ktoret? Because breaking boundaries, the ultimate experience of breaking boundaries in a small scale is specifically the ktoret. And therefore the ktoret needs a kli. Because the whole idea is in the world that we have a vessel, we want to explain beyond, to have no boundaries. Therefore the ktoret, which is that experience, is an experience that has to be within vessels. And that's why, says the Rav, why did they get punished? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to bring the ktoret. The answer is they never got punished. It's just a consequence. If you live in a world without boundaries, you get always burned. So we may, I think that that's a lesson of Korach. Korach losid lovoi. Steshtet in or in chido. Tzadik tomar ifrach. The tzadik will grow like a palm tree. Exactly what Korach wanted. Korach ikol eida kulam kudoshim is a very nice idea, but it's beyond its time. I told you. Korach was ahead of his time. The same with Nodav Aviyu. Nodav Aviyu, afuch, when Kohen Gadol goes to Yom Kippurim and he enters, he says the word Ana, says the Arizal, the word Ana, he should be mechaven to Eliyahu, Nodav and Aviyu. Because he's entering today what Nodav Aviyu wanted to do on every day. So that's the idea. So that's what Rav Dessler says. You know, the lesson is to us. In life, we always want to grow very fast. We don't have patience. We want immediate gratification. The answer is, if we go too fast, by nature, we'll blow up. That's called the Shvira Sakelim. In life, you always have a burst of energy, and you realize that Ein Odo Oymed Al Divrei Torah El Ken Nichshel Ben Tchila. Always you have a burst of energy. By nature, it gets broken. And then we have to realize that you have to go step by step by step. And if we don't do that, Chas V'Sholom, will become like Korach and other of you. Yakud Boch allows, indeed, the loss of Lavoi, we should experience that experience soon. Tzadik Atomar Yivrach.